South Park skewers LeBron James over China controversy. By Jerome Hudson on October 17, 2019. South Park tore into NBA superstar LeBron James just days after the Los Angeles Lakers player criticized Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey's uniform for his seven-word tweet showing support for the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. The satire-heavy episode titled Let the Meat Goosies Cartman Have a Heart Attack After He Learns That the Sloppy Joe Day Lunch Meal at South Park Elementary is Actually Fish. Turns out, the girls wanted healthier options and food for those who don't eat red meat. Their protesting of red meat is ruining my lunch. Yes, we do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you are not thinking about others and only thinking about yourself. A wheelchair-bound Cartman says, echoing LeBron James' China comments word for word. They're trying to change people's lunch. They don't realize it harms people financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually. The climate change and plant-based food phenomenon bashing episode skewers Burger King's vegan Impossible Burger. Since making his comments, LeBron James has been slammed by pundits on the right and on the left. The NBA champion endorsed Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential campaign, has slammed President Donald Trump as a bum and the president's supporters as uneducated, but dodged direct questions on Tuesday about the human rights atrocities perpetuated by the Chinese government. James insisted that basketball players are not politicians. Last week, the long-running Comedy Central show saw lead character Randy Marsh say fuck the Chinese government after the communist country banned South Park and scrubbed the show from its internet. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.